And we celebrate it. Most of the world celebrates their founding by celebrating May Day. Now, some of y'all might remember about people used to walk around the Maypole, but that's where that came from. Okay, the communists celebrated in some places in America and different parts of Canada and throughout the world. They celebrate May Day. Okay, so that's what the Illuminati was all about. Okay, and if you look on the back of a dollar bill, if everybody has a dollar bill, you can take one out and you'll be able to see that this is nothing new. This is not something we're making up. This is something that's right on your dollar bill. Okay, so it's a very deep conspiracy. It's not something that was planned last night. Something that goes way back into the 1500s. Okay.
You want to bring it close?
Okay. On the back of your dollar bill, where you have the pyramid with the eye on the top of it. Now, many people don't know what that pyramid means and what that eye is. Well, that eye on the top of it is the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. Hmm. That's what it is. If you go back into the Mason books, they will find all of these things for you, in the Masonic lodges and so forth. And if you look directly underneath it, there's something that's written in Latin. It's called Nervus Odor Sicor, which means in our language, New World Order. That's all it means. Okay? There's many books that are written on this already. That's the
mind
that tells you all it is and that informs you to let you know all of these different things. Okay? So this isn't what I'm sharing with you is nothing new. Okay, this is not an invention of Emmanuel. Okay? These are in books. They're documented and so forth. Okay? So that's not complicated. Okay, so we at least wanted to inform you about some of these things that are actually going on. Okay? There's this book that's out. I would suggest that many people might not be fond of the author, but he does a good documentary on the New World Order. He talks about the Illuminati. He talks about the dollar bill. He talks about a lot of the things we just talked about. But he gives you a foundation. And he goes as far back as Adam Weishaupt. And this is where we differ, because that's where he stops. But as you know, a little earlier, I go all the way back to the Jesuits. Okay? And I go back beyond the Jesuits to the Abrahamic. Okay? So we go back a little further than he does. So he'll at least give you a little background up until that time. Okay? But now if you go back even further than the Abrahamic, you can go back in history even farther than that. And I link it all the way back. You can sit up on the table. Okay. No problem. I go back from, matter of fact, I have a little chart, and we might get a chance on the weekend to discuss it, but I go back linking us back to Nimrod, okay, back to the time of Nimrod. We go all the way back to, which is the Tower of Babel, and that's where really the first world order was, okay, so the new world order is really nothing new, it's nothing but the old world order. And then I go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, to Lucifer himself, and to the first lie that he gave to Eve. Okay? So that's how far I go back. And then I go back just one step further of when Lucifer was thrown out of heaven. Okay? Okay, so that's where the trend is. So this thing is a world conspiracy, and it goes all the way back in time. Okay? It's not something new. It goes way back in time. Okay, now there was something else. One book, but it's not an easy reading book. And this book is almost 1,000 pages long. And it's called The Keys of This Blood. Now some people might want to know whose blood are we talking about. Well, they think it's the blood of Christ. I don't think it's the blood of Christ. I think it's the blood of the conspirator. Okay? Now the subtitle of this book